This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden on Tuesday made his most explicit public comment yet about Israel's controversial judicial reform plan. Details from VOA's chief national correspondent, Steve Herman in Washington.
President Biden replied to a reporter that he hopes Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu abandons his proposed judicial overhaul, which would allow lawmakers to override Supreme Court decisions. Minutes later, Netanyahu posted on Twitter that Israel, as a sovereign country, would not make decisions based on pressures from abroad, including from the best of friends. Biden spoke to Netanyahu 2 days ago to express concern about the judicial overhaul that has plunged the prime minister's governing coalition into chaos. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Russian forces are still edging forward in the bombed-out eastern Ukrainian city of Bakhmut, a Moscow-installed official said. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Kyiv and Moscow have spent months locked in bitter combat over the now shattered eastern city of Bakhmut, a battle both sides have described as a meat grinder where the front line has barely moved. A Moscow-installed leader in eastern Ukraine on Tuesday said Russian forces were making gains in Bakhmut, but in a video released on Telegram, Ukrainian commander Oleksandr Sirsky said his forces were inflicting heavy losses on Russian attackers in an effort to exhaust the invaders. Heavy fighting has also moved to the town of Avdiivka, a bit to the south, where British intelligence said a Russian tank division had suffered heavy losses.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Migrants protested outside the Migration Detention Center in Mexico that caught fire Monday night, killing 38 migrants. Dozens more were injured. For more news, please join us at our website, VOA.